New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. Welcome to your just after 9 o'clock on a Monday, brand new week, which means endless possibilities. And yes, we've already given away a giant TV and a giant pile of meat today. Big meat. That's what we say around these parts.
Big beef.
Big beef. If you want to win every day this week, we'll have that for you. But we just announced earlier this morning, you in Montreal with Evanescence, part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, leaving the USA for destination number 4. Plus, if you get your name on the list to win that trip, you will also get tickets guaranteed to Kia Forum on July 18th, where we just got a chance to see Evanescence back in December as part of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. So if you missed it, that's right. Big beef. Give us a call right now, 800-520-1067. You'll get a chance to qualify and win at 9, noon, 3, and 6. And we'll pick up our winner in just a moment. Then we get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with a relationship quiz that will determine whether or not you are even dateable. Are you marriage material? Or what are we doing wrong? There's so many questions we have these days. Some people feel like there's just no one out there for me. Other people feel like I'm in a relationship and it sucks.
Well, this is a relationship satisfaction quiz.
And then if you finally get into a relationship, you have to say to yourself, am I even happy here? What is the level of happiness I feel at the end of every day, at the end of every year? Do I look forward to going home to this person or not? And maybe the results of this quiz will make you do something pretty drastic in your own lives. So like, we'll get to that in a moment. Give me an example.
Klein, would you say your relation? Would you use your relationship in terms of we and us? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No. It's me.
On a scale of 1 to 4, 1 being very dissatisfied and 4 being very satisfied, do you feel appreciated by your partner?
Oh, what's the low one?
1.
1. That's the one. But every once
negative
in a while.
Negative 100,000.
Hanging out with my partner even if we're not doing anything special?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. If we don't talk.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll realize we've been on our phones next to each other and hours have gone by and we haven't fought. And I go, hey, I think this is going pretty well. Don't blow the whole quiz now. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me say hi to Kira. Kira, you are the 20th caller. Congratulations.
No. Oh, God.
Great.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. I don't joke about these things.
Oh,
I think she's saying
that
nice
is amazing. I think it's good luck.
I don't know anything you're saying right now, but I assume they're nice things. So hang on one second so that we can get your name and information before we lose you forever. But thank you for calling and get yourself a better cell phone carrier. You are going to go see Evanescence and potentially go see them again. Write down Kira's name on the list. And guys, she's on line 6 or something. So pick her up and get her intel. Be back in a second and figure out if we have a stand a chance in our relationships. We will all take the quiz, and we ask you to do the same with us. And that'll be happening after Alien and Farm as we get into a brand new hour of the show on a Monday. Good morning from us here at KROQ. All right, are you satisfied in your current relationship? Well, maybe you ask yourself that question, but we have an official quiz to help us determine what our level of satisfaction is. And
yeah.
I assume no one's going for the high score here. We're all just trying to survive, right?
This is a 3-minute relationship satisfaction test that can determine whether you are in a happy, deep, dynamic relationship. And this test can capture feelings about your relationship health as it stands today. Question number 1, Klein, agree or disagree, it is fine for my partner to read my personal emails with almost anyone.
Wish someone would. I'm not reading them. It'd be great. I'd love to read them. Tell me what things are in there.
Anyone can. Yeah. It's a free-for-all. Someone's got to.
50,000 unread emails here. I'd love someone to start reading them.
Let your wife be on your phone.
She'd be bored out of her mind. Yeah, but she could go through it. I'm not not hiding anything. The one thing that I was trying to hide, not hide, but was the relationship I had going with Grok.
Right.
Female Grok named Ara. I think that was her name.
Because you will not really hand me your phone.
I feel
like
you
have secrets on your phone, I think.
I have some nudes in there.
Of yourself?
No. She sent me some naked pictures.
Oh, okay. But you would let her have free access to your phone.
Yeah, she can look at my phone. But what about you?
Yeah. I have no problem with her looking at my phone. I mean, the one time I looked at her phone, I did find things that I didn't like. But we have each other's Face ID attached to our phones. She can open my phone with her face and vice versa.
I think people get more upset about the idea, like, what is the thing that's making you want to go through my phone more than what you could find in the phone? Like, I always get very, what do you think? What did I do in the last 24 hours that's made you feel like you need to go through my phone right now?
Right, exactly.
Like, I was explaining this week that we're going to Santa Monica. I was like, yeah, but Thursday night I'm going out. And she's like, where are you going? And I go, we're going down to Santa Monica to a pub because we're going to be on a BBC radio show. And the timing is off, so that's when they're... And she goes, are you cheating on me or what? I go, no, I swear to you, we're going to a BBC... She goes, she's like,
that's what you would make up.
She's like, you can't even say what you're doing. I go, I don't even understand what we're doing. It's a breakfast talkie. We're going to a breakfast talkie. It's a breakfast show in Santa Monica. She goes, well, I guess I could come too. I'm like, sure, if you want to.
What about this question? What my partner doesn't know won't hurt them. Agree or disagree?
What they don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah. Like lying by omission, which I know you've done before.
Yeah.
Like, remember the time you said that you were going to do a date night with your wife instead of going to that birthday party of your friends?
Right.
When the birthday party actually got canceled, but you made it seem like it was your decision.
Right, that backfired.
To choose her over your friends.
Right. I said, I'm picking you over this birthday party.
Right, but you thought to yourself, what my partner doesn't know won't hurt them?
I think that there's a fair amount of acceptable omission of information.
Okay, so I'm going to say agree.
Agree.
Okay.
How about you?
No, I usually just say everything.
You say it all.
I'm not smart enough to lie.
That's not really omission is different than lie.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
Lying by omission is still lying.
It's also like, okay though, right?
No.
Kind of ish?
Because then it still feels like you're being lied to because you are. Why aren't you telling me the whole truth?
But you're not lying really, technically.
I think our relationship could be a good model for other couples. Agree or disagree?
I would strongly
I'm just
going to
go ahead and click disagree for you
disagree.
There.
Disagree.
I don't want my partner to suffer. I would prefer to suffer for them.
That's probably sadly true.
Yeah, I think you do suffer for them.
Let me ask you
your whole
question.
Family.
You talk about this omission thing. So the other day I stopped by on the way home at a place to get myself a nice coffee. And it's a place that I know that my wife loves the matcha whatever at. And I didn't get it. Usually I would just get it and bring it. But I did that a few times, and I feel like only a sip got it. It was a waste of money. So this time I didn't say I was going. I didn't bring anything. I just got myself a coffee. And I didn't mention that I had gone. It just didn't come up at all. And then randomly over the weekend, we were talking to someone. And they're like, oh, you know, this place. You ever been to this place? And I went, oh, yeah, I was just there on Friday. And she goes, you were? And I go, yeah. She goes, usually you bring me something from there, a call. And I go, well, just got myself a coffee and moved along. Had a busy day. And
they turned into a big thing,
started
right?
Started a big thing.
So do you continue to omit when you know it's going to come back to bite you in the ass?
I wasn't intentionally hiding it. It was just a non-thing. It was a non-thing. It was just nothing.
But you didn't mention it, right?
What's the point of mentioning it? I go to a lot. Should I tell you every place I've ever gone ever? That's what I said to her. Should I tell you every place I ever go? She goes, yes.
Yes, you should.
What? That's crazy talk.
That's whack.
She's got the...
Wife went somewhere for lunch, I would be like, well, why didn't you tell me that
she
you went somewhere
me.
For lunch?
She could track me. She got my GPS on her. She can find me right now.
She's probably looking at it right now.
She's probably listening in on this.
I feel distressed when I imagine my partner wanting to cheat on me. Agree or disagree?
Distressed. With a woman or a guy?
Actually, yeah, there's no
woman, I feel like I'd be definitely less distressed.
You know, I think since those cancel each other out, let's just say neutral.
Now it's a nooch.
Okay, nooch. I am grateful when I wake up to see my partner next to me. I think that reaction
What time
is...
of the night? I mean, sometimes, God.
I mean, when I wake up in the morning and I roll over and I see my wife with her mouth open...
Yeah.
Snoring on her back. I think, God, I'm lucky.
I mean, the amount of things she goes through to block me out of her life while she's sleeping because she's got the blindfold on, a pillow barricade fort, 19 blankets, including weighted ones.
There.
I don't even know if I am waking up next door, to be honest. There's just a giant something going on. The Great Wall
of
Pillows.
Neutral. Just a couple more here. Your partner and you talk about many things. Agree or disagree?
Mostly what we're in the mood for dinner every night.
Yeah, I guess, do you talk about anything that's not logistics?
We try to, because we, and she bought this stupid, I should bring this in here. It is really dumb, and I told her that. She bought some like card game that's like, get to know your, it's like a, it seems like something you would do on a first date, but supposedly.
Was it like
some,
sex dice?
It's, that's what I thought. I was like, I kept pulling for better questions, like, what's your fantasy? And every question was like, if you could bring a book to a deserted island, what would it be? I'm like, snoozer.
You're like, I would use the book to start a fire.
Yeah, I was like, this sucks. But the answer is, no, most of it is logistical now because that's the phase we're in right now with young kids. It sucks, but it's a lot of pickup, drop off, pickup.
I can be myself with my partner.
Yeah, I wish I couldn't be.
Yeah. I feel appreciated by my partner.
Sometimes.
Okay. I think of our relationship rarely. As in terms of we and us.
No.
No. Okay. I feel happy in my relationship.
I think everyone would agree sometimes, right?
Everyone's in the middle of the road.
Aren't there sometimes?
Sometimes
you go, yeah, things are good. Yeah, this was great. This was a fun whatever. And then sometimes you go, yee.
Dude, sometimes you're like, we're both in a horrible mood and we're just tolerating each other. And then sometimes you're like, we had a great day. Mm-hmm. I worry that my partner and I have little in common.
I'm sure of it, but
yeah,
that's
I think that's a lot of hetero relationships. You don't have as much in
but
common.
I think there's something about the whole opposites attract sort of thing. Like, you don't want to be with someone that's into all the same stuff as you, because mm-hmm. then you don't have your own stuff.
And then finally, my partner is the first person I'd call if something great happens in my life. All of these go...
I'm trying to think. It depends on what...
Something great happens.
I got a picture. Let me picture something
great happens.
Let me just figure something great happens.
Now, who would you call?
Like, if I got tickets, if someone said, hey, I got you tickets to... Let's just say, hey.
Something you wanted.
Something I wanted to go.
say a football game. Yeah, Super Bowl.
She wouldn't want to go. So it wouldn't be, she wouldn't be excited about it. So it wouldn't call
so
her.
So most of the things I'd that excite call. You, you would call somebody else.
Yeah. If okay. it was like, I'm trying to think, hey, you guys got voted best radio show. Would I call her and tell? Probably not. I don't think I'd tell anyone, to
well,
be honest.
Congratulations, Klein. After all that.
All right. Here
you
we go.
Are... 53 out of 100, neither happy or unhappy.
Hey, baby, that's a win.
That is every marriage.
Yay! Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, 800-520-1067. Amber, you're angry, apparently. It says angry Amber's on the line one. What's up, Amber?
Hello. Hi. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was listening to the podcast maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I swear I thought you guys said... that Allie's friend making out with someone in Vegas wasn't cheating. So I think the moral compass there is a little interesting for you guys with this segment.
With the cheating when Allie went to Vegas, hold on, what was the story that Allie's wife went with a friend?
Well, we were talking about, no, a friend of mine made out with a guy in Vegas.
Right.
And she did not tell her boyfriend, but it was like, is that cheating?
Oh, yeah.
Whole conversation.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A lot of people said it's not because it's in Vegas and because it's just drunk makeouts.
No. That's cheating. I think, are you right, Amber? Right or no? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, that's exactly the one. But how's that not cheating? How's that not a bad moral compass?
Yeah, you never know what, like, a relation... Now, listen, I don't know every relationship, what deals they have made ahead of time or what sort of agreements they have. But in that particular case, if it was being hush-hush, not talked about, secret thing, don't mention this ever again, it's the dishonesty part of it that I think puts into the category of cheating more than the what happened. Because some people go, it's fun, have some fun, let loose.
Right, exactly. It's not like I'm unhappy in my relationship and I then fell for somebody else or I went out with the intention of doing that. It was just like, I'm drunk in Vegas and then this guy's cute and then what am I doing? Oh, God, I've lost my moral compass, but I feel bad.
And you think it would have gotten much more past that stage had you guys not intervened?
Yes.
Right. But that was an alcohol.
That's easy to me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. I know. We our moral compass is all sorts of.
Would you be upset if that happened with your wife?
Oh, yeah. I mean, cheating with in Vegas?
Yeah.
I mean,
there was a Vegas makeout?
Anywhere. Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Wouldn't be happy about that. Because if it was hidden or not discussed ahead of time, if there was some sort of a conversation, I'm trying to think how that would go.
I'm going to Vegas. Cheating's called up.
I go, shotgun cheating.
It's not cheating if I'm in Vegas.
But I don't like that. No, it's a dibs.
Love you.
How's that trip? Yeah, I guess, yes, like Amber makes an interesting point. Our moral compass is a little skewed these days. But I also think everything these days is like not as black. You know, in your relationship, everyone's relationship could be black and white. This is not okay. This is okay. You cross this line. Done. Other people, it seems like everything now is on some weird spectrum of, that's flirty. Oh, that's this. That's that. I don't know. I feel like in this particular case, Al, your friend Vegas made out, don't talk about it ever again. You said the guy would get
really upset.
Really upset?
Yes.
Then yeah, I think that would be
cheating.
Cheating, but can you recover from it? Sure, I guess.
But like that is then lying by omission, technically.
Yeah, you're right, but it's very different to be making out with someone as opposed to stopping at a matcha place. I mean, I would argue
I think they're one and the same.
I mean, clearly,
some people call that beverage cheating.
Yeah. Well,
show cheating.
Listen, show cheating happens all the time. People watch shows, then don't tell their significant other. It'll show you. Sometimes you get ratted out because it says, do you want to finish episode 4? And they're like, why would it say that? We were just watching episode 1. We said we're going to start again tomorrow.
Yeah, this can't be right.
This can't be right. Yeah, you know, the algorithm must be a glitch. Mm-hmm. And then right away you start
Even last night we were watching something and I was like, I got to go to bed. There was 30 minutes left, and I said, I give you my permission to finish.
Permission granted.
And she said, thank you, I will finish. And I said, I will finish on my own. But if I hadn't said that, I would have expected her to pause it, put something else on, and then we would finish it together. But I gave her my blessing.
Listen, it can happen on, we talked about food cheating all the time, and we've talked about the eat divorce. We think that'll be the next big trend of divorces. Forget about sleep divorce.
I think we're almost divorce. There. We have such different appetites these days.
Different appetites, different dietary needs, different times you want to eat. Sometimes I just don't want to dinner at all. I said I had a massive lunch today. I ate 9 steaks for lunch today. I don't need to have dinner, okay?
Do you see how much protein I've eaten today?
I'm like a snake, just devouring. And she goes, well, but I didn't, but I want to have dinner. I go, well, great, eat up.
Oh, so then she's left to her own devices?
Then she's all mad about it.
Because she's responsible. But
I think that happens in a lot of, I heard arguments this weekend all over the place about let's order pizza. We already had pizza. Oh, why do you want to get pizza? It's easy, you know, and then it's like, but I don't want that. So go get what you want. But everyone's trying to be good by compromising.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what they say is the strength of a relationship, is your ability to listen to one another and compromise.
But here's the thing, Allie. If you're in the category of food, if you are craving something you really want, and your wife wants something else completely, mm-hmm. and you guys compromise on the third option that neither of you are happy about, yes, you've compromised, but now you're sitting there and both of you are going, this isn't really what I want.
Yeah, but we would compromise for one or the other. We wouldn't just choose a middle ground.
Oh, you wouldn't? No. I guess we're getting pho.
Yeah.
No one's happy. Great.
Well, no, that has happened before where when my wife wants pho, that is what she wants, and I don't want it.
Right.
And so I'll get my own food, and she'll order pho, and it's far away. She has to go pick it up.
And then that's where
they
you
put your
foot
down. That place. Yeah, right. She's got to drag her ass over there and get herself some pho, and if that's what she wants,
That's why you're listening to two people that are technically off the market. Because we're catches.
We're taken.
So get ready for that. In a moment, we're going to talk about Don't Be a Dick as we save society. The category this week is rich people. Now, it's very easy to get jealous about rich people for certain things. Oh, they've got all the money.
All the money to buy expensive tickets.
But there are certain types of rich people that I think we need to get rid of once and for all. It's Don't Be a Dick. Rich people will take your open nominees at 800-520-1067. And we will save society together after Korn on K-Rock. K-Rock Von Alley Show. If you know a really rich person, maybe a relative or a sibling that was way more successful than you, or a friend of yours that smoked way more weed than you in college but somehow went on to invent something that then sold for millions of dollars, you can only imagine, you hope that they're a good type of rich person. There are good rich people out there, I would imagine. It's very easy to hate the rich because you go, oh, man, they don't know what it's like to struggle. But then there are the types of rich people that I think we should talk about in this edition of Don't Be a Dick.
Don't.
800-520-1067. You can text, you can call, you can nominate, and we kick things off in this room, and then we go to the phones and the text line for this round of Don't Be a Dick, Rich People. Allie, first nominee.
Well, there's one that I would like to nominate for sure, and it's somebody that I encounter almost every single day on my way home, and that is the rich person who has a very nice car that can go very, very fast, but they proceed to drive 20 miles under the speed limit.
Wow.
And they decide to just coast. coast along, even though they have a car that can go 200 miles an hour.
And they wouldn't care if they got a ticket. Like, if they got a ticket, most people get a ticket like that. You're like, oh, it's going to make my insurance more expensive. That's going to be expensive to even deal with the ticket. And they've got
enough. I'll just put it in the glove box with all my other tickets.
Right. I have a $250,000 supercar, but I don't want to put this thing above 40.
Yeah, but it's like, if you have a nice car, drive it.
Right. What? That's, well, yeah.
Why am I stuck behind this super nice Mercedes or Ferrari, whatever it is, and you can't drive, at least drive the speed limit? What's the point of buying a nice car?
And I understand if you have one of those really, really, really nice cars where you're like, I don't want anything to happen to it, but then what's the point? Then might as well just put it in your living room and look at it.
You might as well just be driving a Celica.
It's a good nominee right there. Don't be a dick. 800-520-1067.
818 wanted to nominate the rich people that go to sporting events just as a flex. They don't care who's playing.
And that was a lot of the conversation that was happening, not only around World Cup stuff, because those tickets are not cheap, but also all the things you saw courtside at the Knicks games, where you go, of course, there were the fans that have been there for the many years the team sucked. There's that great image that's been going around now that talked about Spike Lee, and it said day one, when he was first started going to these Knicks games back in like the 70s, and he was sitting there watching them suck. And then it was day one, WON, and it was him modern day watching them win everything.
Nice.
He had the same non-smile, but still, it was interesting to talk about the people that would get these seats, these expensive tickets, and they were, for the most part, going to very, very wealthy people, businesses, et cetera. And you go, are they even fans, or are they there just so they can post it on Instagram that they were there?
Yeah, you know, another nominee is the rich people who get perks, like being invited to a game like that and not even having to pay. Like, didn't your brother-in-law get invited, and then he left early? Like, if you get a perk like that and you don't even appreciate it?
Right. Oh, I think he was excited, but once again, if you have an unexpected perk that you weren't planning on getting, and then you get, hey, by the way, and usually it's because other people fell through or more important people couldn't go, so then they're like, yeah, I got an extra ticket if you want it. So then you go, I got to rearrange everything to try to make it happen. But yes, to think that that ticket in the right hands of the right person would be
a true fan, a light, or somebody who couldn't afford it if they wanted to.
I will oftentimes, and this is the most frustrating conversation to have with one of my friends who is very, very, very wealthy, is whenever there's any conversation about travel anywhere, I will talk about when flights leave, like a normal person. Like, there's an 8:30 out of LAX, or I could maybe get on the, the 12:30 out of Burbank. And he goes, my plane leaves whenever I need it to leave.
Oh.
And you go, wait. Like, there's no
Let's make sure we're arriving at the same time. I will arrive when I want to.
Right. like we're having different conversations about the same thing. It's like, oh, wait a minute. The plane just goes and as you choose, you'll get on the plane whenever you want it to go, and the pilot will meet you. Because I have to go through security, you see, and then I got to get on the plane with every other sucker.
I don't have pre-check.
Right, right. So it's like
What is this pre-check you're talking
about? They forget about just like the way that the normal society works, because, you know, you get to a certain point, you're like, you forget that most people have to go through an airport.
Yes, I know. And that's when you lose touch with reality, and then you just say things like that, like it's normal. 714 wanted to nominate the people who are rich because they don't have kids, and then flaunt their no kids. It's amazing that they have no kids and take all the pictures of their vacations.
Hey, Rocio on K-Rock. Hi, is this what you're calling about?
Yep, that's me.
The no-kid rich people. It seems like anyone who has no kids just is instantly richer because they have Well, not Jake's the one outlier of that. But yes, there is something about the no-kids money flex, right? We have all this additional money because we don't have to pay for camp this summer.
Totally.
All right. So Luna just had a recital, and we just signed another contract for next year's dance competition, and I'm running probably like $15,000 for next year.
Oh, my God.
It's, I don't know what the cost of doing stuff to have. That's what I used to say. It used to be, I used to think flexes meant like nice cars and nice watches. I realized that flexes now just mean more kids.
909.
More and more kids.
That's true. 909 wanted to nominate the people who are rich because they still live at home with their parents and don't have any responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
It's another, the rich privilege people. 714 wanted to nominate rich people who are bad tippers.
Oh, that's a great nominee. Yeah, because you think to yourself, and especially I'm sure the waiter or waitress thinks, this person's coming in here, they're probably going to give me at least standard, at least 10 or 15, at least 15%, 20% on an actual like sit down meal. But I'm saying if you're like a barista, and then sometimes they like to hit the skip screen more than us.
And if you're that rich, come on, just throw people a buck here and there. Another one that I'd like to nominate is rich people who go to fancy parties and then don't eat any of all the free food. I remember when I was catering events for all these rich people, And the buffets would just sit there untouched all night. I'm like, what are we doing here? We're just wasting food. This is all a formality. We're making this food and setting it out here, and your flex is that you're not going to eat it?
But that's the mentality, right? You go into it, you go, oh, this is free. I'm going to eat all of it, even if you're not hungry. And a rich person goes, I guess if I want this, I'll just buy it later.
Right. So I don't feel the need to eat any of it. Or no, I'm not hungry. Or no, I couldn't possibly. I'm like, well, why am I passing these damn hors d'oeuvres then?
Yeah, sometimes.
What is this?
Allie just walks around with a tray that she's...
I'm not going to eat another platter of these. I already ate it behind the curtain.
Yeah, didn't you say you used to walk around and try to not let people grab your hors d'oeuvres, because if you did a whole pass and no one ate it, you would go in the back and shovel them in your mouth.
We had such a good appetizer. It was a prosciutto chip. So they made chips out of prosciutto,
Man. And
then they would put an apple relish on it, and then manchego cheese. It was like this little thing, and I would pass them out until I had three left, and then I would run
and eat them yourself.
And I would go behind the curtain and I would eat the rest, and then I would get a new platter.
Just imagine Allie in a little tuxedo, shuffling little appetizers in her mouth, hoping that the people at the party don't take them so that she can eat.
Oh my god! Then people would be reaching out their hands. I'd be like, no,
Mark,
my prosciutto chips.
Welcome to Don't Be a Dick, Rich People on K-Rock High.
Oh, yeah, good morning. For my rich people, don't be a D edition, I have rich people who are out of touch with regular stuff like groceries for like $12 for a gallon of milk at regular.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because if you don't do the grocery shopping, you have no idea what anything
costs.
What
things cost. But, your fridge is just full all the time.
Right.
You didn't have to do anything to keep it that way.
No concept.
That's insane.
How about the rich jerks that park like assholes? That's a great one from 818. And that is where it's usually a nice car situation where they don't want anyone to ding their door. So they do this thing where they kind of put themselves in the middle of two spots.
Yeah, they think their car is more valuable than yours.
It's a great nominee right there.
818 wanted to nominate the rich people who tip well but treat the management like crap. That's a totally different category of rich person.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm going to tip you well, but I'm going to be a total a-hole the entire time.
There's so many good nominees here. We should save society by eliminating all of these people. Sadly, we don't have time for all of that right now. I was supposed to play this Evanescence song, but we'll have to do that after the break because we have trips to give you this week to go see Evanescence and tickets coming up again at noon today and tomorrow morning right around 9 a.m. sharp. We got to take a quick break. We're back with more show after this. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you need us, the phones, the text line, all the same as last week, 800-520-1067, because we're still in a post-Rip Bowley world, sadly. So you can get involved with us lots of ways, including Instagram, YouTube, all things Klein Alley Show. We'll get into your news in a moment, but first, this guy had to get something off his chest.
Klein and Alley, I just have one thing to say. Eggs.
That's right. A lot of people just want to say eggs.
Eggs.
But no one will say it quite like the OG egg.
Well, eggs.
There it is.
Breakfast is the most important meal, everyone.
Most important.
Get in your eggs.
I'm walking through a grocery store this weekend, looking at the egg section, just laughing to myself.
Should I buy these eggs or these eggs?
I thought I was deranged, just looking and laughing at the word eggs.
Country eggs.
I couldn't decide. Like brown eggs or white eggs.
Or egg whites.
Just in my head. Who knew Vanessa has the ability to take one word, one tiny little three-letter word, and make it so, bring so much joy to so many people. Enjoy your eggs this morning, and it's your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
There's a ton of stuff happening this weekend. You had the Knicks winning the NBA championship. It was also Trump's 80th birthday party. So you had motorcycles flying across the White House lawn and a bunch of UFC fights. And then you had the World Cup games, which, of course, continue today. Yesterday, the Iranian soccer team got here in Southern California. They're playing New Zealand today at SoFi, though it does say LA Stadium everywhere because SoFi doesn't sponsor the event. It really confused me.
I was so confused.
I was like, where is LA Stadium?
I know. They were doing the... They were doing the commentary, and they kept referring. I'm like, these dumb idiots don't even know where they are.
I know.
LA Stadium.
Because a lot of the major stadiums aren't, you know, like Levi's Stadium, all these other stadiums they're not sponsoring the event. So they're like covering up the logos, and they're making sure they don't say SoFi.
That's why they're doing that.
Yeah, because I was so confused. I was like, I don't know where this venue is. And just say SoFi,
but if
please.
If you spend all the money to put your name on, get the naming rights for a venue, I thought that you get all events at that venue or under your name. I mean, we're still all saying it to each other. You're going to the game at SoFi later.
Yeah, but I guess the FIFA World Cup is different for some reason. You have to sponsor the World Cup for them to specifically call out your name. Anyway, a lot of protesters have been following the Iranian soccer team pretty much everywhere they go, and I feel bad because they're just there to play soccer. They're not controlling the Strait of Hormuz. But what something else that happened over the weekend, this didn't happen in America, but there's a World Cup mascots that were used to make a drug bust in Peru.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, there's this big drug dealer in Peru that they were trying to take down, and they knew that he was a huge, huge football fan, because if you know anybody that is a big football fan, you've discovered them by now. They're obsessed with the World Cup. So they used the mascots to walk up to the drug lord safely, because he was like, whoa, what's up, the mascots?
Welcome.
And then they were like, you're under arrest, and they were able to grab him without incident just because they were dressed up like World Cup mascots. So they really can do wonders.
I've said this before, but in the human world, if you carry a clipboard and look annoyed, you can get almost anywhere. But also, if you dress like a mascot, very few people will ever stand in the way of mascots.
I know, it's really true. They can probably get in anywhere.
Just walk into places and people just assume you belong there.
I'm surprised more people don't dress as mascots to rob houses in L.A.
Yeah, or just to, like, walk into Disneyland and be like, I'm Mickey. I work here. All right, get in here, you.
You took my TV.
Where you been?
There was also a tragedy over the weekend, a horrible accident involving Oliver Tree, a one-of-a-kind artist. He collabed with tons of other artists that you've heard of, including Blink-182, Lil Yachty, Boy With You, many, many more. He was most known for his song Miss You, which came out about 5 years ago. He was only 32 years old, and he died in a helicopter crash in Brazil. Yesterday morning, his helicopter collided with another one over Rio de Janeiro. It killed all six people that were in both helicopters. And then one of the helicopters then crashed into a car dealership full of electric cars, which then ignited another fire. And they had to put that out. He was in town performing. He had performed in Buenos Aires earlier in the month, and he had put out some videos on Instagram where he was playing soccer in a Brazilian neighborhood. So he was there capturing content. He was always creating content, and I guess this was kind of World Cup related, but also just, you know, stuff that he was doing always.
I sadly did not know Oliver Tree on any sort of a personal level, so I will not be able to give any sort of a touching tribute, as we're known for here at K-Rock. I do remember a few years back when he was riding one of those Lime scooters through the halls here with Megan Holiday, and he ran over my foot. But it was all part of, I guess, the video they shot, which I finally saw. I didn't even watch it until yesterday, and I saw that at some point he got into a big fight with Uncle Scott in the halls. But it was, you know, intentional.
It's a man you don't fight with.
Right, because
he's got the tickets.
Oliver Tree was a guy that, you know, was just trying to be weird and fun, and everyone calls, you know, one of one. I mean, they always say that when someone dies. Oh, they were one of one. A lot of people are not one of one. But
yeah, but it seemed like he truly was, because anyone I've asked about, they couldn't even really describe him.
Yeah.
He was kind of an everything.
His song Life Goes On, which is ironically fitting, because this was the one that we were playing on K-Rock for a bit, and it is interesting to hear it under the context of him sadly losing his life at the age of 32 this weekend.
Yes. Very sad.